she used to knock on the wall to make the children, the nieces and nephews, be quiet. And she said, "Hush, that's the old devil knocking." And she said, "They get so quiet." So that would really calm them down at night.
Mm-hmm.
But she's got
scare
that book.
Them, I imagine.
She's got that book, and she's got it locked up out being a trunk. And I told him, I said, "If it's the only thing I get, I'm going to get it one day, and I want to read it about the devil."
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's about that, too.
Oh, a big... Yeah. No, I thought you were talking about a children's book or story.
This is the devil with the pitchfork and everything.
Mm-hmm,
like mm-hmm. And I remember seeing it when I was small out of the farm, but she's got a normal trunk out of it, so I'm going to get it and then tell us read it. I just want to see what's in it.
Mm-hmm. Hear what they had to say. Mm-hmm. Now, what about when somebody... has a funeral, do they have it at the church or house? Or
nobody has a funeral at their home anymore. Most everybody passes away, they go to the funeral, the body's taken to the funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a lot of people, if you don't attend church, you have your funeral right at the funeral home at the graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were a pretty good person and you wanted to, they take you to the church and have your funeral, mm-hmm. then go to the graveyard to bury you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what do you call the thing that they're buried in?
A vault.
Mm-hmm. What about the...
And some have to. It's built up above the ground. The mausoleum.
Mm-hmm.
But we have very few around here. We've got one at Indian Field and one up at the... Two at the cemetery in town.
What about
put in a vault.
Mm-hmm. What about what they put the body in?
Casket. Yeah.
Now, what about, to get to a better topic, of social events and parties and things that people would get together
around
for? Uh-huh.
We have more showers and more weddings and receptions than anybody under the sun in St. George. When my little grandson married 3 years ago, I bet they were 40 parties held for her showers and just entertainments and different things that we had to mm-hmm. eat, and I gave him 10 pounds. I told him, I said, "Oh, it was just too much of it." But we just have, in this town, if I was to get married tomorrow, say I'm young and I'm getting married in a couple of weeks, and when I announce my wedding, everybody starts to call, "I want to help with so-and-so, I want to help with so-and-so."
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
With all the showers, all the little parties and things get together.
Everybody's close.
Everybody mm-hmm. is very close. Even in death, when death comes along, everybody is so close.
Mm-hmm.
You never cook. If something would happen in my house today, I can close my stove up. All my food will be brought into me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the way this town is.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
They're very close.
Have people like
now, my
that.
My sister said in New Ellington up there around the bum plant where she lives, she said, "If I pass away, y'all bring a ham and a cake and some things up here, because you won't get it if you don't." Because she said, "These people don't do like they do
mm-hmm.
at home."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She said, "The day of my funeral now, they'll bring something in from the church." But she said, "Otherwise, you won't know it."
Mm-hmm.
But when my husband died that night, as soon as they found him, it wasn't an hour after that before somebody brought in this big electric coffee pot, the coffee, sugar, cokes, chest of ice, any cups, plates, anything that you could think about that same night.
Mm-hmm.
They were brought in.
Mm-hmm.
Then
mm-hmm.
the next morning, food just started coming Saturday and Sunday. I couldn't do anything but eat and destroy what we couldn't eat. Because
mm-hmm.
it was just too much brought in.
Mm-hmm. People
all
come
your
around.
Friends, yeah, they are real good in this town.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
And what about at the weddings? Who would be in the wedding besides just the ones who are getting married?
Well,